Misachat Tmura by Berg Mishnah Gimel Chomer B'Kaitzim Mei B'Tmura. Well, by Tmura Mei B'Kaitzim. We find some Chomer by Kaitzim when the marriage of the behemoth to be brought to the korban that we don't find by Tmura. And you take a behemoth and say, Areidu Tachasu. And there are some Chomer that we find by Tmura that we don't find by Kaitzim. What are the Chomer that we find by Kaitzim that we don't find by Tmura? Sha'Kaitzim Oisim Tmura, Vein Tmura, Oisim Tmura. Kaitzim can make a Tmura, but a Tmura cannot make a Tmura. If you're Makdish of behemoth, you can make a Tmura. From that behemoth, the original Makdish, you can take a behemoth's chul and say, Reizu, Tachazu, and the second behemoth will also be Hegdish. But a Tmura cannot make another Tmura. If you have a behemoth that's a Tmura, you can't take another behemoth's chul and say, Reizu, Tachazu, as you can only make a Tmura from behemoth that you were Makdish, not a behemoth, that's a Tmura. Hatibor by Shutfim Makdishim, Avalom Amir. A Tibor and Shutfim, the Tibor and partner, can be Makdish behemoth, you can have a korban sibor or a korban shutzman. But you can't make a tmura from a korban sibor or a korban shutzman. With makdishim a varim v'ubrin, avalom amir. You could be makdish a limb of an animal or an uber, a blot inside the mother's stomach. You can say that it should be hegdish, and it will be hegdish. But you can't make an eva, a limb of a behema, or an uber inside its mother's stomach into a tmura if you say that the eva or the uber should be a tmura. It's not a tmur. Chomer b'tmur. But we have a chomer by tmur that we don't find by hegdish. Sha'kdusha chala abaras mum kavua. Vein a yoytu l'chulun l'gavid v'lei ave. What's a chomer that we find by tmur that we don't find by hegdish? And we didn't find hegdish. But if you're makdish a behemoth for a korban, and the behemoth already had a mum at the time you were makdish it, even though it would become hegdish, but it's a lesser hegdish since it already had a mum, it cannot be brought to the korban at the time you were makdish it. So therefore, the dinit, when you redeem that korban that you are makdish and make it into chulin, then it will be chulin gama, and you can share it, and you can do avodah with it. As opposed to a behemoth that you are makdish, that only gets the mum after you are makdish. Even after you redeem it, and it becomes chulin, it still has some kedusha. You can never share that behemoth, nor can you do an avodah with it. As opposed to a tmura, it makes no difference whether you made it into a tmura, and only after that it got a mum, or it had a mum kavua, a permanent mum, before you made it into a tmura, makes no difference. In either case, after you redeem it, it still has some kedusha. You cannot share, nor can you do a vodah with it. So therefore, the tmura has a chumra that kachim does not. That kachim, if it had a mum at the time you were makdish it, then when you redeem it, it's chulin gamur, and you can share it and do a vodah with it. A tmura is more chumra that even though it had a mum kavua before you made it into a tmura, even after you redeem it, you cannot share it, nor can you do a vodah with it. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda Omer also shegi kamezid the tmura, but lo also shegi kamezid b'makdash. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda said there's an additional chumra that we find by tmura that we don't find by hegdish, which is that a shegi is the same as mezid by tmura, as opposed to by hegdish a shegi is not the same as mezid. Meaning to say, if a shegi you make a tmura, it's still cutters. For example, if you say that a short lover should be a tmura, and you meant to say a short shachar, a black short should be a tmura, and only slipped out of your mouth that a short lover should be a tmura. That's where love and store is hegdish, even though it was b'shagid. As opposed to by original hegdish, if you want to be ma'adish, a shor shachar, by mistake, it slipped out of your mouth that a shor lovin should be hegdish, that shor lovin would not be hegdish. By the Elazar Omer, a client by trace of the Yoti Dofen, Tumtum van Dragonis, Lokadashim, the Lomakdishim. The letter said client, a behemoth that's client that was born from an ace and a rachel, or a trefer, a behemoth that has a defect which will not allow it to live for 12 months. By a Yotzi Dofen, a behemoth that was born by a C-section, or a Tumfin or Androgynous, a behemoth that's a Suffolk Zachar or a Suffolk Nekeva. All these behemoths cannot be brought as a korban, and you cannot make them into a Tmur. Lokadashim, meaning to say, if you took one of these behemoths and said, Harezu Tachazu, it would not get Kedusha. You cannot make one of these behemoths into a Tmur. And so too, Lomakadashim, meaning to say, if one of these behemoths are Hegdish, for example, a trefer is shy that it should be hegdish, that you are makdish a behemoth and afterwards it became a trefer. No. In all the other cases mentioned over here, it's also possible to have kedusha, for example, that if the vlad of a behemoth you are makdish, the vlad that was born from behemoth that has kedusha, or the yotzi dofen, or tumtin, or an androgynous, or client. In such a case, it would have kedusha since it's a vlad hegdish. But you cannot make a tmura from it. If you would take a behemoth's chulin and say, Arezu tachat zu, that behemoth's chulin would not get kedusha since you're trying to make a tmura from klayim, yotzi dofen, or tumtin by androgynous, as none of these could make a different behemoth's chulin into a tmura. Masechet Tmura, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Elu Kachim, Shavodah Sam, Utmura Sam, Kiyotu Behem. The following Kachim, when the behemah has a vlad, or you make a tmura from the behemah, that the vlad and the tmura have the same din as the original korban that are brought on the mizbeach. Vlad shlamim utmurasan uvladam. A vlad shlamim, somebody who's makish behemah for a shlamim, and the behemah has a vlad before it is brought for a shlamim. And a tmura shlamim, somebody takes the behemah's chulin and says, harezu tachazu. And the vlad of the tmura shlamim, the tmura, has a vlad. Uvlad vladan at sofa olam. Or the vlad of the tmura, the vlad of the shlamim itself, has a vlad before. You can bring the vlad on the mizbeach at sofa olam. This goes on forever. If the vlad has a vlad, or the vlad has a vlad, all of them have the din of a shlamim. Hari elu, kishlamim, they have vlad on the mizbeach just like the shlamim. Utunin, smicha, nesachim, utmufa, zakaza, beshokin. It has all the dinim of a shlamim. It requires smicha, the balim of the behema has to be somech yadav on the behema before shechita. It also requires that nesachim should be brought together with the korban and minchas nesachim together with the yayin. And also you need tnufas chaza v'shok to shake up and down, back and forth, the chaza v'shok, and the chaza v'shok is given to the kohanim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, vlad shlamim lo yikra shlamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds the vlad of the shlamim is not brought as a shlamim. Instead, it's locked up in a room until it dies. Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds that min haTorah, a vlad shlamim is brought as a shlamim. This Rabbi Eliezer is afraid that if we allow you to bring the vlad shlamim as a shlamim, somebody who has a korban shlamim might not want to bring it right away. He might want to wait until it has vlad up. And then it will come l'day takala. He might end up doing giza and avoda, shearing and doing avoda with the shlamim since he has it around for a long time before he brings it in. This is authored by Kachim. Or a different takala could come out. He might be over a baal ta'acher. As somebody who makes a neder to bring a korban has to bring it within three regalim, otherwise it's over on baal ta'acher. And if he waits around until it has blood up, so then he'll be over on baal ta'acher. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a vlad shlamim is not brought as a shlamim, so therefore a person will no longer have any motivation to keep his shlamim around, and he'll bring it right away. The chachamim might name yikra. The chachamim say that a vlad shlamim is brought as a shlamim, they're not afraid of this takala. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo nechaku avlad vlad shlamim, va avlad vlad tmura shalei yikra. Rabbi Shimon said, the machlokes of eleven chachamim is not by a vlad shlamim and a vlad of a tmura shlamim. In such a case, they both agree that the vlad cannot be brought as a shlamim. As a chachamim in such a case agree with Rabbi Eliezer that since we see that he kept his shlamim around long enough that it would have a vlad, so therefore we're afraid of a takala in such a case, that he's going to be over on Baal Ta'achar, who will end up doing Giza by voting the Shlomo since he's keeping around the Shlomo so that it will have blood of my Nechaku, what is the Machlok of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? I'll have Lot, simply on the Vlad Shlomo. So Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a little Yikrav. The Chachamim, I'm a little Yikrav. As Rabbi Eliezer is afraid, even by a Vlad Shlomo, they might keep around the Shlomo, so therefore he said even the Vlad Shlomo cannot be part of the Korban. While the Chachamim are not afraid of it, they're covered by a Vlad Shlomo, and they say that a Vlad Shlomo could be brought as a korban. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Pius, Avlad Shlamim, Shei Yikrav Shlamim. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Pius were met. They testified that they saw a case in which a Avlad Shlamim was brought as a Shlamim, so therefore we see that the Allah is like the Chachamim, that a Avlad Shlamim could be brought as a Shlamim. Amar Rabbi Pius, and he made Rabbi Pius says, I'll testify, Shehoi Shalanu Parah Zivchei Shlamim, the time of the Beit HaMikdash, we had a cow that was a Zivchei Shlamim. We brought the cow, the shlamim on Pesach, and we ate the cow on Pesach. And we ate the blood of that shlamim, the chat. This chag is referring to Shavuos. Meaning to say, on the very next yontif, we brought the blood of the shlamim. So again, we see that the halacha like the chachamim, that the blood shlamim is brought as a shlamim. Now, even though normally when the Mishnah says chag is referring to Sukkot, here the Mishnah is referring to Shavuos. And since the blood shlamim is brought as a shlamim, and when somebody has a korban, he has to bring it on the very next chag. He can't keep it around, so therefore, it must have been brought on Shavuos, not on Sukkot. Now, even though you're not over on Baal Ta'acher, the law of Baal Ta'acher of keeping around a korban until you keep it around for three regalim, but there is a mitzvah asay to bring it on the very next regal. The pasuk says, "Ubasa shama v'habesim shama." When you come to the Beis Shalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, you should bring all the korbanos that you have, and to be mekayim all the nedarim that you were neider. Now, even though since you have to bring on the very first yantif, so why wasn't the blood brought on Pesach itself? Since the mother was brought on Pesach, so the blood obviously was around by Pesach. So the blood should have been brought as a korban on Pesach itself. And before I explain that we're talking about where the blood was less than 8 days, all Pesach time, and a korban cannot be brought until it is 8 days. Also, they waited until Shavuot, until they brought the blood as a korban.